following of the President's speech at Geneva, New York, Friday, October 8, 1948.
Without a question of doubt, the greatest honor that I'll have in this old world of ours. First, I want to present to you, I remember running for the Congress against that faithful, honest young table of Auburn. Mr. Sewell, will you just step out here and take a bow?
Thanks very much.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my great honor to present to you the friend of all the common people, a friend of everybody, my friend and your friend. I present the President of this United States, Harry S. Truman.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, I can't tell you how very much I appreciate this wonderful turnout here at this great city of Geneva. I've heard of it. Been here many a time. And I like the place. You have some wonderful scenery around here, and you also have some wonderful farms, and you have some other things here that are important to the welfare of this great nation. People around here at this time are all apparently very well off. And a lot of them seem to not to be interested in the election this year. You know, that's usually the case when people become prosperous. They think things will just run along anyway without their taking any interest in things. That's not the case. That's what you did in 1946, and look what you got. You got that 80th Republican do-nothing Congress because you stayed at home and didn't vote. Now I'm on a crusade through this country to wake the people up and make them see what they have at stake in this election. You have everything at stake in this election. Your own welfare is at stake. And if you let it go by default, well, you won't have anybody to blame but yourself, because when you exercise your right to vote, you control your government. That makes you the government. And when you don't exercise your right to vote, a minority controls the government, and you can expect things that are in the interest of the minority. And that's what happened in 1946. The newspapers and the million-dollar propagandists misrepresent the president. They're trying to keep you from knowing the issues in this campaign. They're trying to tell you that I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to prove to you before I get through with this campaign that I do know what I'm talking about, and I think the majority of the people will know, too, when I get through, in spite of all the propaganda they can put out. That's why I've come to see you. That's why I'm trying to give you a chance to know the truth. I want you to analyze these issues and then make up your own mind. I'm throwing some light on the fog and the Republican propaganda. And in spite of all this weather in New York today, I've had the finest turnout that I've ever seen anywhere. And I appreciate it, because it shows you are interested, or you wouldn't come out in weather like this to hear anybody talk. You are interested in the welfare of this country, or you wouldn't be here today. And that's what pleases me to death, because if you get interested, you can't help but do the right thing for your own interest. The Republican leaders like to keep you in the dark. Democratic administrations believe in bringing light to the people. A good example, take this Rural Electrification Administration. You have electric lines financed by REA in operation right here in your own county. You know that REA means light for farmers. That 93% of the farms in New York now have electricity. Less than one-third of the farmers in New York had electricity in 1935. Who created the Rural Electrification Administration? Was a Democratic Congress acting on the recommendation of Franklin Roosevelt. Now, who fought the REA? Who fought the efforts of the rural electrification cooperatives to carry power to areas that private power companies wouldn't serve? It was a power lobby. And they fought that rural electrification through the Republican Party. Let me give you some facts and figures about REA in this great state. REA has approved loans totaling nearly $5 million in New York to borrowers for construction of more than 4,000 miles of line. Do you want that kind of government? The kind of government that developed REA and all these other forward-looking things that have taken place in the last 15 years? You can't help but go to the polls on election day and vote for yourself. And if you vote for yourself, you'll vote the straight Democratic ticket, and that'll leave me in the White House for another 4 years. How'd you like to meet the lady who runs the White House? And me. Margaret had an engagement in Missouri over the last weekend, and she couldn't break it. Well, they made long before this trip was organized, and I'm terribly sorry. I hope she can come back and see you at sometime at a later date.
Ladies and gentlemen, to prove that this is really a democracy, I want to present our Republican mayor, cast rapidly to the president and his wife.